you know?
Do you know how to influence your government officials?
This is Louisa Beale with Radio Tacoma, and I'm here with Heather Trim, who is with Zero Waste Washington, which to me sounds like a wonderful idea. Hi, Heather.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So I'm really excited to talk to you. And one of the things that I heard that you do is advocacy, that you lobby in the Washington State Legislature. Is that what I'm understanding correctly?
Yes. A lot of what I do personally is lobby. And what our organization does is work to help advance policy changes.
Oh, good, good. So what I'm concerned with in this program, and this is power to the people, when literally that's what I want. I want people to understand how government works and how to go about having their voices heard and maybe even influencing legislature. So so how do you go about doing that?
Well, I started out as a scientist, so I'm a geochemist by my original training, but the more I was doing work in the environmental world, and especially in the pollution and habitat and things like that world, I started to get more and more drawn into policy as a way to really get things changed. To have lasting change for things. And so I started testifying as a partner to other organizations that were leading on various policy issues. So I would go down to Olympia and I would testify in a hearing and kind of just have a minimal role and also help do a little bit of writing of policy. But then when I took this job in 2016, Zero Waste Washington is a policy shop. That's one of the main things we do. And so I now am very involved in lobbying. I go down to Olympia. I rent a house with other people for the legislative session, which, as you probably know, runs from January to March or January to April. Every year. And, you know, it's a pretty intense process to be down there.
Oh, I would imagine. My gosh. Because you're based in Seattle. Zero Waste is in Seattle. Is that correct?
Sure. We are headquartered here. I live here, but we are a statewide organization. So that's why we really focus on state, you know, legislative policy.
Yes. And that's why you all rent a house there.
Yeah, well, with other roommates, yes.
Yes, that's amazing. So what sorts of policies are, let's see, how do I ask this? What have you done in the past that you feel has been successful?
Well, there's up to 12 zero waste related bills that are in the legislature every year. And many come from us or our partners, and we help you know, get them ready in the off season and then bring them forward, you know, finding a legislative champion. And they do a lot of negotiating on the bills and things like that. But we have had quite a few successes in the past few years. One bill that became law is the bill that is banning styrofoam food containers and coolers that just went into effect June 1. Now, we're not supposed to use the word styrofoam.
Wow.
But we're not supposed to use the word styrofoam because it's a trademark for the type of blown or foamed polystyrene that is in insulation. But everyone colloquially knows it as styrofoam. So the foamed foodware, like your foam cups and your foam plates, that's the kind of thing. So that was with a coalition that we're part of, which is Plastic Free Washington. So us and some other environmental groups lead it, and a whole lot of groups across the state support that because people are very frustrated with plastic pollution and all that extra plastic in our lives. So that law was passed in 2021, led by Senator Mona Das, but it only went into effect for these two items, foodware and those styrofoam container coolers. Yeah. Only went into effect on June 1.
Okay. Wow. So, well, that's cool. So then, are there bills in the legislature now or anything that may be coming up for a vote this coming election?
Yes. So we are already working. In fact, just the last couple of days, here it is in June. I've been in meetings with legislators talking about bills for this upcoming session. So the session's going to start around January 8th. It's usually that Monday after the first in January of the next year. And so right now we are prepping about six bills, and more bills will start to come to the fore over the course of the summer and fall. But for example, one bill we're working on is about the revamping our recycling system in Washington State. So modernizing our recycling so that everyone would get recycling for free across the entire state, and we would all have the same items that we would be recycling. And it would also incentivize the manufacturers to reduce the packaging because the manufacturers and the brands would be paying for the system, paying all the way to the end of life of those, the boxes and plastic and everything that comes, and glass and metal that comes to you with the various things in them. So drinks, everything from drinks to the packages you get delivered at your doorstep to, takeout food. And it's called the WRAP Act. Last year it was called the ReWRAP Act. It may have a new name this coming legislative session, but it's a really big bill. It's a system changing type of bill. Again, the manufacturers and brands would pay for the recycling system.
Wow. Oh, that's so important.
Yes,
So
and
that's
it's
what you're
been in
working
place.
on.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, so that's what you're working on for the 2025 legislative session.
Yes. So the WRAP Act has been in, this will be year five. So we've had various versions of it. They have not all the way made it across the finish line, although this past year in 2024, it did very well. And it's a law that is now in place in five states in the US. So Maine and Oregon, California, Colorado, and then Minnesota. The governor just signed it there a couple of weeks ago. And it's a type of approach that's been in place since the early 90s in Europe, 1991 or 92 in Germany and across Europe, and then for about 10 years in Canada. So this is not a new policy, but it's relatively new to the United States.
Okay. Well, that'll be exciting to follow that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know at this coming election, there's a number of initiatives that have been trotted out. And there's one about the Climate Act. Am I getting that right?
Yes. So our board, the board of Zero Waste Washington, voted to endorse no on 2117. So that's to repeal the Climate Commitment Act for Washington. And this would be a really tough thing if this got repealed, because it is a groundbreaking law to address climate change. We cannot wait. If you've seen the news lately about how the heating of our planet is going faster than they were even predicting, we are leaving a nightmare for the next generation if we don't get much, much tougher than we even are in Washington. And so the Climate Commitment Act, it basically has mandates in it and incentives for the polluters to stop putting out and reduce over time the greenhouse gases that they're emitting, and then also to pay for climate mitigation type of activities. So things like getting free transit for young people in the state, things like that.
Yeah. Do you know who's behind Initiative 2117?
Yes, it's a billionaire hedge fund guy who is from Texas. I personally am also from Texas. I'm headed there next week for a family reunion. He moved here a few years back, and he bankrolled six different initiatives with getting the signatures. Did a very, very expensive approach to get these signatures last year, and so there's two other ones that are on the ballot, and there were three of the six that the legislators decided to go ahead and just vote on, so there'd only be three on the ballot.
Yeah, I guess that bothers me, the whole money, buys power kind of thing, but that's a whole different conversation, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
So what else does Zero Waste Washington do in order to educate people and change policy?
Yeah, so in addition to working in Olympia and trying to get laws passed at the state level, we also work with cities and counties to do laws on the local level. That's how it went with the bag bills. So we have a statewide bag, thin plastic bags are banned at the checkout. And before we got to that point, before we got to a statewide point, we were working city by city, and actually one tribe, to get that done at a local level, because sometimes that's what you need to do. You need to build support across the state. The other thing that we do is we do research projects. And these research projects are generally aimed at kind of tackling a problem, and that can help lead to policy changes later. So, for example, before we got to a bill related to compost, so that's your food waste and your yard waste from your homes, as well as food donation from the grocery stores and restaurants and food processors to the food banks. So getting food waste really out of the landfill. And the reason that's important is because food waste and yard waste, when it goes to the landfill, it gets buried, and so it becomes an anoxic environment
Oh, yeah.
and
And so it
creates
can't
methane.
break down.
Yeah, it makes, yeah. So, well, no, it does. What it does is it turns into methane gas. It
Well, yeah.
rots.
Yeah.
It's wet enough, and so it rots. And by rotting, it creates methane gas, which is way more potent than CO2 as a greenhouse gas in the short term. So it's considered a short term greenhouse gas. And so what we now have are two big legislative bills that have passed in 2022 and just now in 2024, led in 22 by Rep. Fitzgibbon, and in the one this year by Beth Dolio, Rep. Dolio, who's from Olympia. And those bills were preceded by, we did a big research report working with some UW students, fellows actually, and looking and interviewing the experts across the state. And we have a lot of experts on composting in the state, and coming up with a suite of 37 policy ideas. And ecology at that point was also looking at this from a food waste angle because of a previous bill that we helped support. So those kind of preliminary research then led to the legislative bills.
Well, it's really heartening for me to talk with you about this because I was reading something, I don't know, a while back, and they were saying that the whole thing about climate change is crazy because the whole media, not the whole media, but the media kind of puts the onus on the consumer. Okay, so you don't buy plastic and you don't, use the plastic straws and you make sure that you get your recycling in the right bin and all that kind of stuff. Whereas that's so minor and it really needs to come from the legislature. It has to be coming from the government to make laws so that it makes people ease, makes it easier for people to do all these things.
I agree. The industry has, especially the plastics related industry, has definitely had a talking point that, well, you just need to not litter and you need to just recycle better. And it's on the consumer. And we strongly disagree with that. We need to make the system such that it is easier to do the right thing, and also so that everything you're getting in your home is able to be recycled or composted or reused. And in the first place, we really want less waste even coming to you. So we want reduction first. We need to go back to reusing and, bring your own bottle, bring your own bag, repairing things. The mode that our grandparents were in, we really need to get back to that in a much stronger way. And that again ties back to climate change. We most of that impact of making things is in the production, is in the extraction from the planet, and then the making of that item in the first place. So the less we make in the first place, the less we consume, the greater impact we can have on reducing greenhouse gases individually.
It reminds me of, I mean, because I've been conscious about this since I was in college in the early 70s. And, you know, it was like, again, it's all on the people and how to do this. And I remember a little saying that was up, and it says, use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without.
I remember that too. That is a great saying. That is a
I
saying we need to get
know.
back to.
Yeah. And I think it's really true. And I think there's a number of things that we can do on our part to do our part. So that's something that I would like to talk to you about in more detail in a different conversation, if that's okay with you.
That would be great.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I will get this edited and get back to you. And then if you want, we can just start right in on
Yeah,
the
sure.
next conversation.
Okay, and let me ask, are you when you edit it, will you edit out my mistakes?
Oh, and my
Like when I
mistake
start
too.
over? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
That's
good.
what I love about editing.
Okay, great.
So anyway, sure.
Sometimes I just forget. I mean, I like I need I stumble, I mean, you know.
Well, that's why I, you know, they've talked about getting Radio Tacoma to do live things, and I'm not going to do that. I may
Well,
tip
live
you,
serves
but
its place. Live does serve its place.
yes.
Yes.
So,
Yeah. I like Saturday Night Live.
I've been talking with Heather Trim from Zero Waste Washington. You can learn more at their website, zerowastewashington.org. That's Zero Waste Washington, all spelled out, all one word, .org.
I am a voter.
I am.